This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the greatest virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed on our blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Al-Kawthar. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Inna atainaka al-kawthar, we have given you Al-Kawthar. What is Al-Kawthar? Kawthar is the hold which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give the believers water on the Day of Judgment. The water is whiter than milk, sweeter than honey, smells like musk, very cold. A person who drinks it will never ever be thirsty again. Now imagine, Day of Judgment. The sun is at the distance of a mile. People have been standing in their sweat for years after years. And then they hear that water is being distributed and they will all rush. The Prophet ﷺ speaks about the rush which will take place by the hold. People will be so thirsty. And then the Messenger of Allah ﷺ with his blessed hands will start giving water to the individual. The first people who will be given water on the Day of Judgment, the Messenger of Allah said, the muhajirun who were poor. Those muhajirun who had nothing, who had been driven from their homes, who spent their life working for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who spent their life in jihad, they will be disheveled, unkempt. The narration mentions that if they were to propose for a woman, that woman would not accept. If they were to knock on a door, the individuals will not open the door. But these are the individuals who are heavy in the scales of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they will be the people that I will give the water first to. Those who are nobodies in this dunya will be heavy on the Day of Judgment. And this is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that those who are light in this dunya will be heavy in the scales of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why will these people be heavy? Because in this dunya, they have nothing. Look around you in the world. Look at the poverty that people live in. They barely have food. They barely have shelter. If they need £5 to buy medicine to save their child, many people cannot afford this. They are light materialistically, but on the Day of Judgment, they will be heavy in the scales of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Messenger of Allah says in such a beautiful narration, he says, Allahumma ahyini miskinan wa amitni miskinan wa ahshurni fi zumratil masaqeen yawm al-qiyamah. He said, oh Allah, as long as you keep me alive, then keep me alive in poverty. The Messenger of Allah chose poverty. There are two types of poverty. There's one which you are afflicted with, which the Messenger of Allah took refuge from, and the second one is where he chose. He decided to give everything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Aisha radiallahu anha says, when the Messenger of Allah was passing away, he asked me, oh Aisha, how much wealth do I have in my possession? I said, 7 dirhams. The Messenger of Allah said, give it in the path of Allah. Aisha said, the Messenger of Allah became unconscious. I became busy attending to him. When he regained consciousness, the first thing he said, oh Aisha, have you given those 7 dirhams in the path of Allah? Because I don't want to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have wealth in my position. And then the Messenger of Allah said, oh Allah, when you resurrect me on the Day of Judgment, resurrect me with the poor people. The ulama say, look at the virtue of the poor people. The Messenger of Allah did not say, oh Allah, resurrect the poor people with me. The Messenger of Allah said, on the Day of Judgment, Allah, when you make everybody stand up, I want to be in the line of the poor people. The question may come to our mind, how will the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognize us on the Day of Judgment? The Messenger of Allah hasn't seen us. One day the Messenger of Allah was speaking to the Sahaba and he was speaking about his brothers. And they said, oh Messenger of Allah, are we not your brothers? He said, no, you are my companion. My brothers are those who will come after. And they loved me so much that they would, if they had the chance, they would spend whatever they had to meet me. And the Messenger of Allah said, I will meet them at the hole. And they said, oh Messenger of Allah, how will you recognize them? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, غُرًّا مُحَجَّلِينَ, that they will have their limbs illuminated by the places where they did wudu. غُرًّا is that horse which has the white stripe. And muhajjilin is the white which is around the feet. The Messenger of Allah said, I will recognize my ummah, I will recognize my brothers on the hawd, and I will give them water because I will recognize them through the signs of wudu. How important is wudu and salah for a believer? We understand from this that the Messenger of Allah will see you at a distance and we will say, this is my ummah. On that day, there will be those group of people who will be brought to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hoping for his intercession, and the angels will turn them away. And the Messenger of Allah will say, no, these are my companions. These are from my ummah. Why are you turning them away? They will say, oh, Messenger of Allah, you don't know what these people did after you passed away. You do not know what they did to the religion, how they changed it. The ulama mentioned that these are the murtadeen, the apostates, and those hypocrites who in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam manifested iman, but really they harbored disbelief.